Good afternoon, everyone. This is another recording in my series of booze leading up to and going through my trip to Germany with Vance in a few days' time. But it's also an unboxing boo. You know, I quite like doing these now. I've unboxed all sorts of things, including food. So I've taken the definition of unboxing, thrown it up in the air and run with it a bit. But this is a bit more of a traditional one. Basically, in preparation for my trip to Germany, because I'm going by train, I use quite a bit of power with my iPhone, largely with the iPhone, as I use it for pretty much everything. I wanted to get myself a new emergency battery charger. I've had these in the past. I've tried several of them. I currently use I don't know what make it is actually, but it's quite a small one that only manages to charge it once generally. And I thought I would try something a bit more powerful. So what I've gone for this time is the Anker, which is spelled A-N-K-E-R. I'm not sure what the actual name of the device is, but it's it is an emergency battery, and it should be a 13,000 milliamp hours version, so it should have a lot of power in it. So I've just pulled, whilst I've been doing this, I've been opening up the package, and I've just pulled out the plastic tray inside. Underneath the tray, I can feel there is a sort of fabric-y bag with a drawstring, which is obviously for putting the device in. And I'm going to pull out the device itself and have a look at it. Just get my fingers in. There we go, I've pushed it up from underneath. It's quite heavy. As you'd expect, I mean, it is a large battery. It is probably about the size of a 3GS in terms of width and height, but it's probably double the thickness. So it's clunky. It's not something that you would easily have in a pocket, but I think it would probably sit quite nicely in a bag or something. In terms of what we have around here, feeling, I seem to have two USB ports, and that fits with what I heard, that there's one for iPhones and there's one for everything else. I think there's just a difference in the number of amps that the iPhone, I think the iPhone one can, iPhones can handle a higher number of amps. Then feeling around, this feels to be what could be like a display for what's left in terms of power. There's a large button on the front. One thing I always wish with these is that they'd put some kind of locking switch on, because I'm forever discharging the batteries by just having it in a bag and it switching on of its own accord. Feeling around, I found a micro USB slot around one side, and that's about it. It's quite plasticky. Ooh, and I've just discovered that there's a torch. Okay, so the button also... I'll switch the torch on. I don't know how I switch the torch off. Do I press it somehow? Oh, jeepers. I've somehow switched this on and have no idea how to switch it off again. Oh, there. Okay, so the button is maybe double-ended? No, I can't switch. Oh, there. On. There. Still on. Still on. Oh, different levels of brightness. Okay. Well, if I ever wanted to use a battery as a torch, then I could do. Okay, so there we have a look at what they've given me in the way of connectors and things. Obviously, the main one that I'm interested in is the 30-pin. Nobody yet does a lightning adapter, so I have to use my own lightning adapter. So we have some funny-shaped ones here. Don't know quite what that is. They all seem to have a single prong attachment, which must go onto the wire, whatever wire they've provided. I've had one of these in the past, and they tend to slip off quite easily, so I'm hoping that this one works okay. Let's take the wire out and have a look at it. So the main drawback that I find of all these things is that the connectors break, and they drop out. If you're trying to charge it in a bag, they slip out. And that's all a bit of a pain, really. Oh, I'm going to have to pause this recording because somebody is calling me. All right, sorry, that was a bit of a break there. Had to take a call and do a few things. Anyway, where did I get to? I was exploring the various attachments. Actually, as I stood up a moment ago, one dropped off my lap, and it was the most vital one of them all, so I just hope I've put it back somewhere sensible, as it is the 30-pin dock adapter. So let's just see what we have here. So I have the device. I have its pouch. I may just put it in its pouch, actually. Just see if that fits okay. Yeah, yeah, that fits rather nicely in its pouch. Hello, Vance. And then we have these little bits here. Different adapters. I think those ones are micro USB, mini USB. I never know which is the difference. Micro USB, mini USB. Anyway, it's one of those. And I'm not sure where I put this cable, which is slightly worrying. That would be silly if I've managed to lose it. What an idiot I am. I stood up. I've put it somewhere. Very sensible, I'm sure. Ah, there it is. Okay. Phew. I've got it. Okay. Well, I've got the wire. Yeah, okay. So basically, for charging the iPhone or whatever, there is a cable with a round bit on the end where you can simply plug in the dock adapter, and then I'll be putting the lightning adapter on the end of that, so it's going to be a bit cumbersome. But this goes on here and then simply plugs into, and I don't know how I'm going to know which USB port is which, but plugs into one of the USB ports. Maybe just by trial and error, I'll work it out. And then presumably I have to press a button and it will charge. In terms of charging this thing, I presume that what I do is take the dock adapter off the end. I'll pop that inside here. And then put the micro or mini, whatever it is, USB one on the end. Let's just see. That goes on the end of there. And then this plugs into here. Somehow. Come on. In you go. You know you want to. Oh, come on. Why won't this go in? It must be the right place. Come on. Oh, jeepers. I don't know what I'm getting wrong here. I'm positive it's the right thing. Although, maybe it's not. I don't know, actually. Maybe it's slightly more curved. It's very odd. Okay, that doesn't want to go in there at all. Let's try the other one. So the other adapter is... It feels a bit like a USB thing that's been broken in half. So I don't know if it's meant to be this one. Let's just try plugging it in on its own and see what happens. Yeah. So it's that one then. Well, that's a bit of a pain in a way, because it means I can't use another random one that I have lying about. And you have to use their proprietary one. I don't know if it is. Well, I don't know if it is proprietary or not, really. Or maybe it's a micro USB. I don't know. It's very confusing. Anyway, that can go on there. That will go into here. Like that, and then it should be able to charge. So there we go. I will. I won't let you hang on whilst I charge this, because it's going to take all night, I think. But we'll get this charged up, ready for the trip, and hopefully with that I should have battery power all the way, I hope. Right, over and out for now. Speak soon.